You're listening to a Bucks Plus audio production on the Bucks Plus Network.
This is Bucks in Six.
That's for the culture.
A full Bucks recap after every single game. Here's Greg Matzik.
Sunday afternoon hoops in the Big Apple with the Bucks taking on a talented New York Knicks team at Madison Square Garden. The stars of the game shined in the first with Jalen Brunson popping off for the Knicks and Damian Lillard cashing in early for the Bucks.
Bucks with it going left to right now. Lillard's on the other side, sends out to Lopez on the near wing. Dribble handoff back to Lillard. Lillard, a hesitation. He glides inside and he lays it in with a finger roll as the defense parted underneath for New York.
Lillard scored seven straight, hitting four of his first five shots.
So the Bucks have it with a chance to get the lead. Lillard fires away from three and he drills it from straight on. Dame time early tonight. He has now scored on the Bucks' last seven straight points.
Next up, Giannis.
Nice lob up top. Giannis takes the feed from Lillard and lays it in with a foul. That two-man game is starting to bear fruit more and more with each passing game those two play together.
13 first-quarter points for the Greek Freak to pace Milwaukee, attacking the rim and punishing the Knicks' defense.
Giannis with a nice rebound underneath. He's battling on down low on Towns, and he flushes it through with a grown man dunk. Oh, my. He was just waiting for that slight opening for him to elevate. And elevate he did. He took it to the penthouse, and he flushed it down, and he has tied this game at 27.
But the Bucks had no answer for Brunson.
Pass comes to the near side. Deuce McBride is out there now for the Knicks. He works into the corner. Catch and shoot through three from Brunson, and he rattles another one through. Jalen Brunson is on pace for 80 points in this game. 21 points in this first quarter.
Brunson scored 23 in the first quarter, drawing three fouls on Andre Jackson Jr. in the first 5 minutes of the game. 36-33 Knicks after one. The Bucks would tie things up at 38 early in the second with Brook Lopez stepping behind the arc.
38-35. Karl Anthony Towns now sitting with 7 points. Lopez fires up a three and he knocks it down from straight on. So he has even this game at 38 points apiece on what'll go as the Bucks' third three-point make of the day.
A three from former Bucks guard Cam Payne was the beginning of a 10-4 run for the Knicks, a run that Bobby Portis would momentarily slow.
Bounce pass from Lillard to Portis. Portis elevates and he'll drill the shot from just inside the arc straight on. Gets the Bucks back to within 5 points.
But the Knicks surged again with a 13-4 run in which Payne scored 8 straight. Trailing 71-57, Chris Middleton worked to reel the Bucks back in.
Free to shoot. His defender falls down, so Chris will tee up the three, and he sticks it with the shot clock winding down. So his defender had fallen down, and Middleton, with very little time to operate, calmly sinks the three.
But Brunson had the last laugh of the half, scoring 4 straight for the home team.
Here's Brunson with the shot clock off, working with 9 seconds to work with. Clock at 7 seconds. Now at 5, Brunson's going to pull up, right free throw line extended, and he sticks another. Man, he has been automatic.
Behind sizzling offense, the Knicks carried a 75-62 lead into the locker room. Things would not get much better for the Bucks in the third, as New York blistered Milwaukee with a 17-3 run. The only bucket in that stretch for the Bucks was a three from Taurean Prince.
First game it was lopsided. This one is going that route as well. We'll see if the Bucks can put something together, and that's a good start for the Bucks out of the timeout as Taurean Prince knocks down the three from the near wing.
The Bucks shaved 5 points off the deficit with a 7-2 run, capped with another three from Lillard.
Giannis the other direction. Passes out to Lillard. Lillard lets it fly. Three-pointer. Got it. So Dame splashes one through, and it's a 94-72 game.
Milwaukee kept fighting. A 7-0 run made it 99-83.
Damian Lillard's got it in the front court. Shovels it off to Connaughton. Back to Green. Green lets it fly. Three ball. Got it. Michelob Ultra three for A.J. Green. And mention that lead is now just 16. So you're not out of this thing if you're the Buck.
But the Knicks answered the Bucks' run with a run of their own to make it 106-85.
And in for New York is Precious Achiuwa. He'll hand the ball off to Brunson. Brunson's on the right wing. Flicks the wrist. Three ball. Bullseye. Jalen Brunson's got 37.
Giannis would score the final bucket of the quarter. 108-89 Knicks entering the fourth. Brunson would hit the 40-point mark with a three early in the final 12 minutes.
Brunson's trying to add to it, and he will. Jalen Brunson's got 40 points now for New York. His career high is 61 points. He did that against the Spurs last March.
The three from Middleton answered.
Chris Middleton catch and shoot three, and he laces that one from the right wing. Middleton has shot it well here today. He's got 16 now for the Bucks off the bench in 23 minutes.
But the Knicks dealt the Bucks a fourth quarter death blow with a 15-0 run to take a commanding 130-98 lead. Back in the game after three fouls in the first quarter, Andre Jackson Jr. delivered five straight for the Bucks.
Delon's at the top of the circle, now drives into the paint, flips the pass over his shoulder out to Jackson. Jackson lets it fly, and he hits the three-pointer. So Andre Jackson Jr. snaps that run. It had been a 15-3 run for the Knicks before he got that one to go.
Milwaukee's final bucket of the night came from Marjon Beauchamp. 140-106 the final. Behind 44 points from Brunson, the Knicks shoot 58% in a 36-point home win over the Bucks. Giannis paced Milwaukee with 24. Lillard added 22.
You know, when you're taking the ball out more than half the time for the entire game, it's going to be tough to run great offense. And I thought eventually it'd come up to us.
This has been a Bucks Plus audio production.